Following the recent death of Jose Ramos and many other Hispanic immigrants detained by ICE, the Consulate of Mexico has finally spoken up about these deaths and revealed what they will be doing to protect and help these individuals and their families. General Protection Consulate Vanessa Ruiz spoke about these issues and the causes leading to the many deaths of individuals under custody of immigration authorities.
El caso del señor José Guadalupe no es un hecho aislado.
The case of Mr. Jose Guadalupe is not an isolated incident. It reflects an alarming, unacceptable trend. Since January 2025, the Mexican government has documented 14 deaths of Mexican nationals in the custody of immigration authorities. At the ICE Processing Center in Adelanto, located in San Bernardino County alone, four Mexican nationals have died due to apparent medical complications, highlighting a persistent pattern of structural deficiencies. The detention conditions observed in various private detention centers include inadequate infrastructure, insufficient medical care, and a lack of effective oversight and prevention mechanisms, putting the dignity and the lives of those in state custody at risk.
According to the New York Times, quote, 46 people have died in federal immigration custody since President Trump took office last year and began his mass deportation campaign, according to death reports and news releases made public by ICE, end quote. Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez, Consul General of Mexico in Los Angeles, speaks on the tasks that the consulate will be taking in the near future to prevent deaths from continuing to occur.
Our main obligation is to demand clarity, transparency, and accountability in each case. We do our best to fill the void left by the authorities at the detention center in terms of communicating with the families and the loved ones of those confined. There is almost no flow of information between federal immigration authorities at these detention centers and the families of those detained. We have interviewed 1,809 Mexican nationals in ISB 18. Of those 1,800 people, the vast majority has established roots in this country.
With the increase in these deaths, while Hispanic immigrants were in custody of immigration officers, it has caused many to question the treatment and safety of the detention centers. It hasn't just concerned citizens, but concerned the government of Mexico as well. Salvador Precasta Minizabal, Consulate of Mexico in San Bernardino, California, states the concern of the consulate towards this issue.
On behalf of the Consulate of Mexico in San Bernardino, our mandate is clear: to protect the rights, dignity, and integrity of Mexican nationals abroad, especially in context on immigration detention, specifically in California, the southern of California. The government of Mexico views this event with deep concern. We reiterate that Mexican person in immigration detention have the right to dignified treatment. Transparency, accountability, and measures to prevent the recurrence of these events.
While the death of Jose Ramos was one of many, more stories have come to the surface and raised awareness of the treatment that these individuals are under in the detention centers. The family of Jose Ramos are not backing down and want justice for the relative and have contracted the help of attorney Jesus Eduardo Arias.
We filed two lawsuits on behalf of the two other families that unfortunately are still suffering. And no one should be sent to a place to serve any sentence of pretty much that for a violation of immigration law. No one. We will bring this to the courts, and we are going to look into as well for the rights of Mr. Ramos. The constitutional rights and the human rights are not for sale. That's what we're going to present this in the court of law. And as well, we are conducting a private investigation, a forensic investigation, to investigate what are the causes of death of Mr. Ramos.
As of now, ICE has not made an effort to communicate with the families of those detained, nor those who have died in the process. The Mexican consulate will continue to push and make changes to the circumstances of the individuals in these facilities and won't stop until the deaths have justice. Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.